unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The Apostle Paul would talk about the gospel's power. And that word power is translated from a word from which we get our word dynamite. Dunamis is the idea. Dynamite. God's dynamite unto salvation is the idea. That kind of power is seen in the gospel. And yet sometimes it's the case that we look around in a world that is so evil, things going on around us, we say, well, what is it that I could possibly do? What is it that I could do to make a difference at all? And I would say that the gospel is God's power to change the world. That kind of power that we're talking about, the gospel's influence. And so in Acts chapter 19, begin in verse 22. So he went into Macedonia, two of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And so here's Paul staying in Asia. And at the same time, he says, there arose no small stir about that way. And so something had stirred up, something that was major was brewing here. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, or Artemis, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, who called together with the workmen of like occupation, said, sirs, we know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods. In other words, Diana or Artemis, they're not a god, which are made with hands. So that not only this, our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worships. You can read on and kind of pick up some of the other things that transpire and take place. But it seems obvious to me that Demetrius is worried about his money, his pocketbook. And I want you to realize that the gospel's power and influence throughout all of Asia is what has made that difference. And he gathers together others of like trade and he says, you know, we're going to lose our shirts on this. We've got to put a stop to this, in other words. And not only that, the great Diana is going to be done away if we allow this man to keep on. Now, what I want you to realize is that Ephesus is not a backwoods little town somewhere. It's not even the burbs. This is a metropolitan city back in that day. This was major. And the influence that the apostle in preaching the gospel had on that location and evidently throughout all of Asia, or Asia Minor in particular, was tremendous. The gospel has that kind of power. And therefore, we should be reminded that even with the condition and the direction of our culture and society today, that we too can have that kind of influence on the world around us. Not by us and us alone, but by the gospel and the preaching of the gospel. In fact, it is stated of those that they turn the world upside down. That kind of influence, that kind of power. And so I ask, going back to Romans 1:16, are we ashamed? Paul says, I'm not. But are we ashamed of the gospel of Christ? If not, then we need to be telling the gospel. We need to be preaching the gospel. We need to be teaching the gospel to all those around us. This evening, you may have a need. If it's one of encouragement from the body here, then we would pray for you. We'd be encouraged to do so. If you have a particular need, something that you're battling, and we can pray for you, we would certainly do that. It may be the case that you need to turn away from the practice of sin, ask for forgiveness, and we'll pray for you on that behalf as well. Or maybe you're one this evening who needs to obey the gospel. If you believe Jesus to be the Son of God, you'd repent of sin, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized to wash away your sins. You can do that this very evening, and we'll assist you. And so if you have a need, come to the front while we stand and while we sing.